A boy bought a pair of bright colored pants for his girlfriend on her birthday. Even though it was a bit expensive, he was very delighted with his purchase. But the next day, he went back to the shop to return it. The shopkeeper asked him, "Why are you returning it?" The boy replied, "I am sorry, sir. My girlfriend does not like it." After much persuasion, he got his refund and returned home. A week later, he was back again, all smiles, and wanted to buy the same pair of pants. The shopkeeper asked him, "Oh, how has your girlfriend changed her mind?" The boy replied, "No, sir, I changed my girlfriend." We see in this attitude in our gospel for today, the people of Jesus' own town, Nazareth, first spoke well of him, but rejected him quickly and tried to kill him. Why change of mind and attitude? We heard in the gospel, Jesus cited two events about prophets Elijah and Elisha. During the 3.5 years of drought, the Lord sent Elijah to Zaphath and stayed to a widow and her son. They were non-Israelites, not member of God's chosen people, but the Lord sustained, aided, and helped them. The second event was to Naaman, the commander of the army of the king of Syria, was healed from leprosy by Elisha. After he was healed, he turned away from his pagan god and worshiped the Lord. Again, Naaman was non-Israelites, not a member of God's chosen people, but the Lord healed him. The point of this, both the stories, is that God has worked before through prophets to help those outside of Israel, outside of the exclusive circle of the chosen people. In so doing, Jesus also reminded them that his mission is to deliver people of all nations from their desperate situation. But as soon as Jesus identified himself in a prophetic role, he was no longer accepted with favor. Since his message was contrary to the earlier beliefs and understanding of the people of his own town, they tried to kill him. Their hostile response foreshadowed the rejection that he would face. The people were only interested in the miracles and healing power of Jesus, or could do for them, not in what he might asking of them. But Jesus emphasized that God's intention is to deliver all his people, not only God's chosen people. And this is the focus of our first reading. We are called to action and proclaim the good news to all nations. He promised us the strength and protection to accomplish our call. It was said, "I, for my part today, will make you into a fortified city, a pillar of iron, and a wall of bronze to confront all these lands. The mission is collaborative ministry between our God and us. It is not only my business, your business, or our business. We respond, offer, and make ourselves available to God, who provides strength and protection to succeed in the mission. One important point to note in this reading is that God did not call us by accident. Instead, He reflected on it very well before calling us. He knew each one of us personally and still knows us now very well. Also, He knows what He wants us to do for Him. Hence, He calls us by our personal names and reminds us, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you came to birth, I consecrated you. I have appointed you as the prophets of the nations." This means that we are not strangers to God and His call. He knows us personally. In our second reading today, Paul reminds us that the driving force for this prophetic mission must be the following cardinal virtues: love, faith, and hope. Faith in God sustains us in our prophetic ministry despite the obstacle we encounter. Also, hope for a bright future motivates us to remain focused and believe that our efforts will not be in vain. A prophet or Christian who has these cardinal virtues will succeed in his or her ministry. Saint Augustine of Hippo said, "Love and do whatever you want to do." This simply means that love is the greatest and most important of these virtues. Is love is not the base, at the base of our mission, all our efforts must be in vain. A prophet, a Christian who lacks love for God, the good news, and for the people He called to prophesy, is a clashing symbol. Love must motivate us to follow God's initiative to be His prophet for the salvation of all nations and people. My dear brothers and sisters, there are times that we are rejected because of our faith, or even giving our stand for what is truth for us. We will be even rejected by our own family or friends because they do not like what we do for our own faith. Let us remember, before we are born, we are already chosen to be missionaries of the faith and called to spread faith, hope, and love to others in or out of season. And He promised, "The Lord will be with us. Do not be afraid. Stand for God. Live and spread the good news. Because at the end, we will all be together in the kingdom of God because you follow the will of the Father and the commandments of the Son of God. But all of this must be founded on and with love. Love one another as I have loved you, as Jesus told us. So let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you speak about the demanding works of the gospel. Give me strength and protection to always say and do what you preach and live without fear and doubt. May faith, hope, and love abide in me so that I may be your prophet to the nations, especially to my family, friends, and community. Amen.